Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, come on, come on. Yeah, hey Cheryl, hit him with some background vocals, baby. That's it, come on. From the J to the A, the capital V, the O double N with the silent E. Just chilling, maximizing creativity. Down in the basement is where I will be, especially when I'm hanging home alone, creating new beats, rocking the microphone. When I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on! Just clap your hands, come on! When I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on! Come on! Yeah! When I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Yeah, let's start something new. Let's do it now.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Sexy Saturday, having brunch in the basement with Javon, Mika Ray, Nathan James. Today we have Jay Davis, who is a boxing champion. I mean, she's won so many different belts, I can't name them all. And she's working with some young ladies who are going to be the subject of a reality television show. She's also a fitness star, a fitness coach to the stars. Well, she's a fitness star, basically. I mean, anybody who spars with Layla Ali, I mean, come on, man. Yo, son, stop kidding. You got to be strong to do that. I can't even imagine, like, being in a ring. Forget that. Yo, those days never actually were. I'm also excited because our resident sex and sensuality counselor, Mika Ray, is going to be discussing her sex and sensuality seminars and anything else you want to discuss. You know, Mika's very open to those sorts of conversations, keeping it real, keeping it live, and keeping partners together. Husbands, wives, wives and wives, and husbands, you know. Mika is also going to be joined today by some of her partners in crime. Some of the nice young ladies, the nice young women who help facilitate the seminars. You know, I'm nervous whenever I start thinking about Mika and all of that sex and sensuality. As cool as I like to think I am, I'm a little shy when it comes to certain things, you know. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, Nathan James is going to tell us a little something about his cyber sex play, which is really interesting. I think it's going to be coming back to New York, and we want to support Nathan and everything that he does, as well as him giving us information about what's going on in the world today. And the other thing that's going on in the world today is that this is Chaka Khan's birthday weekend. Yeah, I know. You're like, and Chaka Khan. Yeah, and Chaka Khan. I can't help it, y'all. I'm a Chakaholic. Y'all know this already. So with that being said, you know, I have to play a little Chaka Khan today. I'm going to be playing some of my favorite sexy music, but right now, I got to play some Chaka Khan. And happy birthday, darling. I love it. Yeah. Wish you love me, Chaka. Wish you love me.
Yeah. And now, what's going on with Nathan James?
Good morning, everybody. I'm Nathan James, and here's what's going on. President Obama renewed sanctions against the Russian Federation and President Vladimir Putin today after escalation in the Ukraine crisis, in which the citizens of Ukraine voted almost overwhelmingly to allow the Crimea region and Sevastopol to be re-annexed by the Russian Federation. The president said today that the Russians had made inappropriate and unlawful incursions into the Ukraine region, which separated from Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union more than 20 years ago. President Obama, in return, imposed sanctions on 31 individuals in the Putin administration and in high levels of the Russian industrial complex. President Obama said he also signed an executive order that clears a way for sanctions to be imposed against the Russian economy should Vladimir Putin's military make further moves into the southern and eastern Ukrainian regions. This marks the worst downturn in relations between the United States and the former Soviet Union since the end of the Cold War. In other news today, a federal judge ruled that the gay marriage ban in the state of Michigan was unconstitutional and opened the door for gay marriages to begin in that state beginning today. Judge Bernard Freeman, ruling for the federal district court, said that the ban on adoption by gay couples and marriage in the state of Michigan said that it was unconstitutional on its face, and said that the marriages and adoptions could begin forthwith. In his ruling, Friedman said there was no rational basis for denying gay and lesbian couples the right to get married or adopt each other's children. Finally, climate scientists are watching developments in the Atlantic Ocean with great interest this week, as a huge nor'easter described as a bomb could hit the eastern coast of the United States by Tuesday evening. The eastern United States, which has suffered an unusually severe winter, is bracing itself for what meteorologists say could be a storm that delivers hurricane-force winds, several feet of snow, and unusually cold temperatures for this time of year. Weather patterns suggest that the storm could develop over the Atlantic in the next few days and arrive in the New York City and other areas by Tuesday night with temperatures in the high 20s. The National Weather Service said that a storm reaching what they call bomb level is called an explosive cyclogenesis and would include coastal flooding, beach erosion, and several feet of snow. I'm Nathan James, and that's what's going on.
Thank you so much for telling us the news and the weather. Look at that. So, Nathan, what's up with Cybersex to Play?
Well, Cybersex to Play is a groundbreaking drama that was performed in Showcase in New York City on the stage on February 20th. It was created, co-directed, and written by my very good friend Jason Hunter in collaboration with Benedict Hadley, who also helped direct the play. And it's a very provocative, intriguing story about a young man who is searching the realm of cyberspace for his abuser who abused him when he was a young child, sexually abused him, and he is navigating this web of people who can be anybody that they want to be but themselves in these different chat rooms on the web. And it's a very, very deep psychological play which takes the audience through a multimedia interactive experience and reveals quite a bit about how people choose to hide who they are and when they think that they are safe under the cloak of anonymity.
So who stars in the play? Who do you have acting in it?
Well, the cast is going through some changes, and we will have a new cast for the June run of the play, but we have had some distinguished personalities in the showcase, such as Jess Anderson and D'Angelo Justice and Chris Lyles, and Tona Brown played original music. She's an accomplished concert violinist and vocalist. We just had a tremendously, tremendously talented group of people to put this on.
Sounds great. I know you'll be doing some other work with Tona come June, correct?
Yes, that will be announced very shortly. And Tona will be doing an historical event, which is going to be sure to make headlines just about everywhere.
Well, I can't wait for the event, and I am looking forward to you breaking that news here, having brunch in the basement. Thank you so much, Nathan, as always.
Thank you, Javon. It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right, sweetheart. And right now, we're going to play another sexy song. Check this out. This is before some of your time, but check it out.
Oh, baby, so I can love you good. Oh, baby, I'll make you're looking for. Oh, baby, you sure looking for. Oh, hon, I hope you never free. I love you, I love you so much. Oh, baby, baby, don't ever go away. Oh, stay with me, baby. I love you night and day. Oh, baby, you sure love me. Oh, honey, you sure love me.
And that was You Sure Love the Ball by Marvin Gaye. What y'all know about that? Some of y'all so young, y'all don't know nothing about that. If you know something about that, holla at me. The chat room is now actually open and active, so you can do that. You can call in at 347-826-7536, or you can just log on, you know, whatever you want to do. If you do call in and you want to say something, just press 1. Just press 1, and I will pick you. And right now, you know what, I know it's a new age thing that everything is on the internet and all this, but my grandmother is holding on. So grandma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi grandma, how you doing?
Hi my darling. I called my young blood and he said he was going to try to get in today. And I call your cousin Ashley from Delta Airlines down in Georgia. She's going to try to call you, but I don't think so. because she might be late getting back. I'm so glad I got you. I didn't know how to get you before.
Well, I'm glad you got me too. So, Grandma, the topic today is sexuality and sensuality and healthy bodies, healthy minds, and sexy bodies, sexy mind. What do you know about that, Grandma?
I do know about healthy bodies because I try to eat healthy.
Uh-huh.
And like they used to say, you are what you eat. I didn't believe that and didn't agree with that. But it's an actual fact that you are what you eat.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
You eat good, it actually show out on you. I'm a living proof of that.
Yes, you are.
My skin is good. My eyes is clear. And I'm pretty healthy for my age, which I'm not telling.
All right, well, I think a lot of people know my age, so, and you are my grandmother, so that is kind of telling. But I'm going to post a picture of my grandmother later on my Facebook page so y'all can see how beautiful and young she is. But, Grandma, you're also very sexy. So tell us something about, you know, how to stay sexy.
Now, I tell all young girls, first of all, a lot of times they don't know what sexy is.
Uh-huh.
First of all, soap and water. That's the key. Then Vaseline. Then your lotion and your perfume.
Uh-huh.
Always start with soap and water, Vaseline, perfume. I use Nivea on my skin and a red rubber sponge, and I don't even need makeup except my eyebrow pencil and my lipstick. And my lipstick on my cheeks, and I am good to go, and I get compliments from everyone. All races tell me I have beautiful skin. I don't think so, but they have convinced me that I do.
Well, you are beautiful, Grandma, and I hope some of that has trickled down to me. I'm going to have to let you go because I have other people waiting, but I thank you so much for calling. Maybe you can call in every week. And we can give you a spot on the show. How about that?
Thank you, my darling. I look forward to it. And God bless you and all your customers and friends who call. Take care.
All right.
Stay sweet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Grandma. I love you.
Love you, too, my darling.
All right. That was my grandmother giving you some sexy tips, ladies. She said use some soap and water. Use some Vaseline. Use some lotion and perfume. A little bit of eyebrow tweaker or something, little lipstick, and you good to go. And my grandmother is sexy, okay? I'm trying to tell you with a capital sex. Call a 5732, you're on.
Oh, my God. I love your grandmother. I am cracking up.
What's your name and where you calling from?
This is your cousin, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Hi, I just came in the bathroom to call you. I'm at work, and it was so nice to hear your grandmother.
Yeah, well, you know, some things never change. Grandma's going to stay spicy and sexy, right?
Yeah, sexy is soap and water.
Soap and water, that's it.
And some Nivea on her skin.
That's right. But Michelle, does she look good or what?
She looks very good. She looks very good. You can't even tell how old she is.
Exactly.
Well,
you better not tell
walk.
Either because you know.
I sure ain't. Well, I'm sexy walking her heels.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I just called to give you support. I'm at work, and I love you very much.
Well, I love you too, baby. Don't get in no trouble, but keep listening, okay?
I always do, and I will. Okay,
all right, bye. I love you, baby. Call us 7218. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello, this is Maggie Love. Right now,
hey,
I'm calling from Ohio.
I should know that number by now, right?
What's going
man?
On?
Yo, man, I'm getting old real fast. I'm like, that number looks familiar, but I'll just, you know, hit it up. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to call in, of course, you know, show my support to you really quick. I'm freezing here in Ohio.
Yeah, man. Sorry about the loss in your family.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. We're all holding up pretty strong. My uncle was a very important factor on my dad's side of family, so it was an unexpected loss. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all pretty holding on pretty strong. So, but I thank you for that.
Absolutely, man.
Your grandma.
Yeah. I know.
Love it. You know, the simple things is what always got us much farther in life, is what I'm learning now as I become wiser. And, you know, soap and water is definitely sexy. You know, it's been sexy for a long time.
That's a good start.
And people, I don't know what happened to the whole soap and water thing. People have totally forgotten about how sexy it is to use soap and water.
And how unsexy it is when it's not used, right?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was pretty dope. I appreciate your grandma for those tips. But anyways, I'm just going to be real quick. Everyone follow Get Lifted Radio on Twitter, and that's Get Lifted_radio. Also, please be sure to support us on Facebook and like our Facebook like page as well. It's Get Lifted Radio. If you put the URL facebook.com/Get Lifted Radio with two O's, make sure you follow Javon on Twitter. I am Javon on Twitter. She also has a Brunch in the Basement page on Facebook that you can add and just kind of keep up what's going on. If you're not a subscriber to Blog Talk Radio, please log on to www.blogtalkradio.com and create a username and a login and just subscribe to our page there, blogtalkradio.com/Get Lifted Radio. It's very important that people see our numbers and our subscribers. We're looking to grow Get Lifted Radio, and it makes it a lot easier for us to get sponsors and things like that when we actually can show them the numbers and subscribers that are listening. And signing in and creating a login will help do that, and it's very important that Javon gets recognition from her supporters and her subscribers and listeners. I would definitely love for you all to subscribe to Get Lifted Radio and just help us continue to get lifted.
Yeah, word. Get Lifted Radio is doing a lot of things outside of just Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Maggie, can you tell them, you know, a little briefly about the other programs that are coming on during the rest of the week?
Yes, currently we have grown to 4 different broadcasts. Of course, we have Javon in the basement on Saturdays, Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the Conscious Creative, and that speaks on poetry, art, music, and different topics that are going on within society. On Mondays, we just added what's called Bipolar Mondays. He talks about a different he's going to be talking about lots of different things. It's exactly what it is, Bipolar Mondays from 9:30 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then myself, I have Turn It Up Tuesdays on Tuesdays night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our number remains the same, 347-826-7536. If you just log us in or save us in your phone as Get Lifted Radio, you can always call into the same number to listen in to all the broadcasts.
Well, thank you so much, and we're going to move on with the show.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's Maggie Love, everybody. And right now, y'all know what time it is. I think a lot of y'all have called in, and there's some callers on the line. I definitely am going to get to you. But right now, it's time for Mika Ray. And so with that, I've been trying to get y'all in the mood a little bit because, you know, I get a little shy, but, you know, with all the sexy talk, but. Here we go. Let's start off with Mika Ray.
I still had a hang up and fall back.
And if you
Hey, Mika.
Hey, Javon.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, my love?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm groovy, sitting here behaving myself, you know, talking to my grandma and whatnot. How you
I
doing?
Love your grandma. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody loves my
grandma. I can start. You know what? That can be what I teach, soap and water. And a little lotion. And so
Ain't nothing wrong with that's a good way to start off being sexy. It's so not sexy when you fail to use those things, you know?
It's definitely not sexy when you don't use those things.
I'm just saying. Grandma said it plain.
I love Grandma. She needs to be on the show regularly.
You know, I just put that up in the chat room as a question. What did you think of Grandma? Should she be a regular on the show? There's a couple of people in the chat room for a change. Finally, I actually figured out how to put it up there. So let's see if people, you know, talk about Grandma. In the meanwhile, how you doing? What's the topic for today?
Well, Victoria's on the phone. Bella, she's on the phone with me.
Hello.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
She's my adult toy expert for all of my sex and sensuality seminars. And she's going to partake in the Mika Ray segment today. I did have my mixologist, Joy, but she lost her voice.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'll just have to describe Joy and talk about what she does for us on my own. But and then of course I have a choreographer, but she's not able to be on today either. So it's just gonna be me and Victoria, and then a little bit we're gonna put Sybil on as well. Sybil of Women to Women. Woman so to Woman. Sorry.
You really go all out. I mean, you have a choreographer, you have a mixologist, you have an adult toy specialist. Wow. Gee whiz.
Yes. It is an entire experience. That's what sex and sensuality is. I don't tell because I like people to, when they get there, to be surprised and intrigued. You know, I love the mystery of it, but
right. It
is an entire experience because we're making sure that all of your senses are indulged during the sex and sensuality seminar.
I guess that's why a little soap and water won't hurt, right?
Right.
You know what? I want to go to a caller who's been holding on for a while. I hope this is not somebody I already picked because I didn't even have the sense of mind to write down the numbers, but I'm going to start doing that. But let's see who this is. 0268, you're on the line.
Javon.
Hey, who's this?
This is Kim Keisha.
Hi, Kim Keisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hi, Mika Ray.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm good. Javon.
Yes,
show
Kim.
It's awesome. Grandma and Mika Ray, there's nothing I can say to thing behind them two. You know me, Javon. I'm just calling to show you some love. That's just really about it. I haven't really been seeing you this week, Javon. What's up with that? We'll talk about that later. But just showing you some love, Javon.
So I have a question for you, Kimmy.
Yes.
You're recently married.
Yes. Yesterday was our 6-month anniversary.
Congratulations. That's very sexy. Six months of being married.
Yes.
So, congratulations. So I have a question for you. You put up a really, really sexy picture recently, a really nice picture of yourself, and everybody's saying kudos. And I noticed that your husband actually commented, and he said Uncle Charlie tonight. Is that like peanut butter? I like some peanut butter? All right. You don't have to answer that, Kimmy. But what sexy tips would you give the young ladies trying to, you know, stay sexy?
Just stay sexy. The picture that I put up was just something that I did last Saturday. It was just early Saturday, and I was just doing makeup to go run some errands. So I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. But simple things like running errands on a Saturday morning and still putting on a little makeup. You know, like, don't get boring for your husband or your wife or, you know, whatever it is that you have. Keep a little V-neck on. You know, it doesn't have to be a turtleneck. You know, just something that shows some of you.
So you're saying that even when you're doing the mundane things, still try to spice it up? You're going to the store, you know, you cleaning up the house or whatever, you want to look good? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, Javon, absolutely.
Because if that was a picture of you going to the store, dad, Kim.
That was...
You should have seen this picture, Mika. I don't know if you saw it or not, but...
I didn't see it, but I'm actually going to her page now.
Yeah.
Just running an errand on Saturday. But it was just getting up, doing my makeup. Actually, Jamon, it was after a conversation I had with you last Friday about things that I wanted to do in terms of makeup and, you know, things like that. So I'm trying to start some stuff. You know, I got to take some pictures and show folks what I can do.
All right. Well, you know, definitely... Yeah. Keep us abreast, call in every week. We love you, Kimmy. So.
Yes, love y'all too. Finish with the show because I love it. I love it.
Do you have any questions for Mika or maybe even her friend Victoria who's coming to us talking about adult toys and, you know.
Toys are very important. My husband's going to kill me, but toys are very important. Even like before, when you're dating, and even after, we continue to keep our spice in our sexual life. That's all I'll say.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, ladies, see you later. Have a good show, Jamon, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sweetheart, and thank you for that. Thank
you
for that.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, that's important. People get shy about that, but using sex toys throughout the life of a relationship, right? Is that a good idea, ladies?
Go ahead,
Victoria.
Well, I will say this, is that a lot of people get intimidated by toys because it often comes off as a replacement. And it's not that they're a replacement, they're just an enhancement to what you already have going on. You know, I mean, if you're with someone for a very long time, it could become very mundane. And, you know, it's not only toys that we have. We have creams and we have, you know, candles that burn to massage oil and, you know, sexy lingerie and games that you can play with your partner. So, you know, people often get intimidated when they think about pleasure items because they're like, oh, no, it's going to take over what I can do for you. And, you know, I think that's the biggest misperception that people do have. And I think that it's important to have the conversation because a lot of women in particular don't like to acknowledge or admit to their partners that they actually really need toys that be fully satisfied. And, you know, I think it comes off as intimidating because it's like, well, I don't want to tell this person I need this. But you should feel comfortable to say, listen, you plus this is going to get me to wow, you know? So, you know, and I think, you know, if you've never used toys before, I think every woman should, because you learn so much about yourself on your own that you can then share with someone else, you know, so that you know exactly what you like and you can share with this person, like, listen, this is what I like. And I know I like this and I know this works for me. So, you know, it has a lot of different benefits for people when they incorporate toys into their life.
I agree with you, Victoria, because that's the main reason why I incorporate the adult toy piece in there, is to let people know that it's okay for you to learn your body, and if it takes a toy to help you learn what it is that you like, then you should be able to do that and then become comfortable with it and become comfortable with how it makes you feel so that you can share it with someone else and let them know, you know, this is what I like to do, this is what I like to feel, and I love the vibrator for this or whatever, and not feel as though it's a taboo thing.
Right.
And that's what sex and sensuality is all about. It's all about building up that confidence, that sexual confidence, so that you can get the ultimate pleasure from sex, whether that's incorporating a toy or just learning what turns you on by a touch or smell or something you see or hear.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It can be so much fun, you know, if you're able to really just kind of let loose a little bit, it could be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like so many different toys you can use, you know, there's something for everyone as well, you know, from the very, very mild to the very, very extreme. So, you know, I think that if you can kind of find what works for you by yourself or what works for you and the person that you, you know, are intimate with, I think it could be a added benefit, you know, just being open to it, being open to something fun and just introducing it in a way that's fun and sexy. And, you know, again, it just adds to whatever you already have going on. It's not to take away from it. It's just only to make it greater. Because you never know how, I guess you could say, how do you know you've reached your peak of pleasure if you haven't explored, you know?
Like, right.
If you haven't taken it to the next level, how do you know that it doesn't exist, you know? If you're just doing what you guys normally do and you haven't tried something new, how do you know that the sex and the intimacy can't, you know, be even greater than what you already have going on?
And that's another good point to make, because a lot of women do not experience an orgasm until they maybe in their 60s or 70s by the time they experience an mm-hmm. orgasm. Women experience it an average of a lifetime about 70. Now, you can imagine how much a man has, how many times a man has an orgasm, but women about 70, that's very small over their entire lifetime
mm-hmm.
because they do not know how to reach that peak.
Right.
And they don't know what things help them reach the peak or what touch or what feel or where to, you know, how to guide the man or the woman to get them to their peak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about learning about it for yourself first before you go and share it with someone else so that you can know how to reach the peak. And what's the point of sex if you can't reach a peak?
Right.
True. We have a caller here. Let's go to this caller. Your number is 5033. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is actually Sybil. I've just been listening to Brunch in the Basement all morning. I know Mika was supposed to give me a call, but I tuned in early,
you know,
as I always do.
Well, I'm glad you tuned in early because I was getting ready to call you at 11:45, so you're good.
Hello? I'm still here.
Yes.
So I'm just really enjoying what everyone is saying and just waiting for my time to speak.
Well, you can go ahead and speak.
You can speak now.
Okay, well, you know, I know Mika's probably working on some type of schedule. She's so organized, so I didn't want to just butt in. But, of course, Sex and Sensuality and Evening of Seduction is coming to Columbia, and I'm so proud and so happy and just humbled to actually maybe to host Mika Ray one more time. Anytime with the sexy Mika Ray and her divas is time well spent.
Thank you.
She indulges us, and it's just so much that we learn from her, and it seems like the time that she has is just not enough time to get it all out there, but it's definitely a starting point for us, and I'm just so happy that I'm able to do this. And Columbia, just get ready. That's all I can say. This time is going to be much bigger and much better, and Mika has promised us some new topics, some new interactive activities, and, of course, with Miss Bella coming, I'm sure that her segment is going to be just as sexy and indulging. And I just can't tell you what, I can't wait to see beautiful. So I don't drink at all, but when this mixologist gets there, I tell you what, if she's as sexy as she says she is, she might drive me to drinking.
Oh gosh.
So well, I'm just Sybil, excited, I'm happy. Yes.
Sybil, I have a question. So
yes.
I kind of just want you to share a little bit, because we did a slight tantra type demonstration at the last Sex and Sensuality, and I want you to kind of share about what you felt, because and the reason why I'm asking her that, Javon, is because I like to talk about incorporating, like we incorporated some of Bella's toys, but then we also incorporated the feel, the touch, the hear, and the smell, and how that helps enhance your sex life. So I really want Sybil to kind of share, if she doesn't mind, a little bit.
Well, you know I'm shy.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I had never, I think I've heard about that before, but never experienced it or thought that I had experienced it before. The concept of it, of course, is, you know, being in tune with your partner spiritually, I guess, and emotionally and all of that, and sitting there with Miss Mika and, you know, even just looking into her eyes. And if you've seen Mika's eyes, I mean, you know, that's just a story in itself. But I definitely felt the energy. And it wasn't necessarily a sexual energy, but there was some sexual energy in there, because she and I are not partners or outside of our business relationship and friends. There's nothing there other than that, but you can definitely feel the energy. And it was definitely an experience that, you know, I want to definitely explore more about and learn more about it. I'm hoping that she's going to bring it this time, and I can really, really get into it. So we'll see. That's about as much as I can tell you. I thought of the fact that I probably needed some towels at the end, but, you know, we were good.
Oh, it was civil.
I know. I'm just kidding. But it was a wonderful exercise that we did, and from that I learned a lot, and it's definitely something that I can incorporate in my life. You're never too old, I can't say you're never too young, but you're definitely never too old to try and experience other things. And even on the toy part, you know, I'm from the old school, you know, you have the vibrators and the little bunnies and, you know, the little things. Not to tell too much of my business, but there's so many other things out there, and Victoria was able to bring that. And hopefully this time she'll be able to, like I said, indulge us a lot more.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing on it.
This is great. Ladies, everybody, just hold on. We're going to go to a caller who's been holding on for quite some time.
Okay.
0591. What's your name and where you calling from?
Good morning. Good morning, John. It's Skill. I just want to say good morning.
Hey,
hi, Mika Ray. Hi, Victoria. Hi, Sybil. I don't have a question. You know, my questions always come when it's done. I just wanted to let y'all know I'm on the call, and I'm writing down, taking notes, and I'm here to support you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Skills. How you been, man?
I'm good. I'm good. God is good. I'm pushing forward and, you know, making things happen and taking on this informative information that you all are giving, so that I can share it and try to get more people to call in and support the show.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to be bringing Mika Ray to New Jersey to do the same seminar or a similar seminar to what she's doing in Columbia. So, you know, look out for that, man.
Oh, most definitely. Just, you know, just give me a heads up. You know, I work around the clock, so just let me know ahead of time, so I'll definitely take off for that. And, you know,
exactly.
Try to get, you know, POP supported and come out, and other people that need the information. Just let me
know
ahead of time.
Right. Matter of fact, Skills, there's a song that I wrote a little bit of time ago, but I never really released it. Cheryl is singing the lead on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you hear me a little bit on the background of this song, but you just reminded me of the conversations that Mika Ray has been having about the touch me nots and so forth and so on, right? Yeah, now when you call and when I think of you, I think about those conversations, because I'm like, yo, I still now I feel like we need even a part three on that. But
yes,
I'm gonna play this song, and I'm going to dedicate it to the Touch Me Nots. I really wasn't even going to play this song, but just now, when you got on right now, Skills, I want y'all to listen to this song. Everybody listen to this song, and if y'all know what a Touch Me Not is, if you don't know, y'all know what it is after this song. This is me and my partner, Cheryl. Cheryl singing the lead on this with her pretty voice and her pretty self. And just check this out.
Lay me, lay here like that. I wanna please your back. I wanna be sure you're pleased to open up and receive. Lay here like that. I wanna please your back. I wanna love you, touch you, tease you, taste you. I wanna please you back.
You know I can't get down like that.
What are you scared of? Surely not my love. I'll be gentle, I'll take it slow. Baby, I want you to know the deal. I got skills for real. I wanna love you, touch you, taste you, tease you. I just wanna please you back.
You know, I can't do that like this.
Come here, baby. Close your eyes, baby. Feel this, feel that.
Maybe I can get this down like that.
I wanna love you, touch you, tease you, taste you. I wanna please you back. Come here, feel me, trust me, and receive me. Ooh, girl, ah, girl, ooh, girl, ah, girl.
What y'all think about that?
Well, you know I love that song.
Thank you, Mika.
I love the song. And I love the verse in there where she said, and what are you afraid of? Surely not my love. To me, that was very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful because I feel like two people, when they are coming together in a relationship, there's nothing, especially after you've dated, you've decided to make this a relationship where you are, you know, going to be with this person for life, I don't feel like there's anything that you should hold from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that should be forced. I definitely don't feel like, you know, just because, you know, you're with me, I'm supposed to get it. I don't feel like that, but I feel like you should be able to eventually work through those things that keep you from wanting your partner to touch you.
Right.
And you work through it together. You do some intimacy coaching with me if you want to.
Yes.
But you work through it, and then eventually you can open yourself up to your partner and trust them and know that they're not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's just going to make you feel good. Skills, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I love it. Because, you know, when people actually see it and the people interacting, the couple interacting and hearing the words, they get to understand better. Now, I just want the callers to know that wasn't on the call when we had this first conversation. That's not necessarily me. I just had questions. You know, that's not fully me. But, you know, as you grow and as you mature, you learn different things. And Mika Ray just hit the point when you're with this person and you trust this person and you have these different conversations, you're able to do different things. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, and another thing I want to say, because I didn't get to say this, masculine identified lesbian, which I am, we do not think that we are men. It's not about the control thing. I don't, for most of us, I'm going to speak for me, it's not to lose the control, it's the trust, like you said, and then we have to communicate to get to that point. To trust that partner to do that. It's not losing control, because I think it's hard. That's another topic too, Javon. It's hard at living in society as a masculine-identified lesbian, because people know we are lesbians. We can't hide it like the femmes could if they choose to. Because when you see me in my suits and you see me in a tie, it takes courage to wear a suit and a tie. It takes courage to step out in the community and say, this is who I am. So me losing that with my partner is not what necessary I'm looking to lose with giving up a part of me that normally I was learned that you don't touch. I came up in that generation. So I love it. I think it opened up a lot of different things for the callers that's not going to call in and speak, you know, or ask a question because they're just uncomfortable doing it. But with us talking about it, it will free someone. And they'll go back and have that conversation, Mika Ray, that you're saying that they need to have with their partner. And I think we should continue because it's a big thing in the community that we need to talk about with masculine identified lesbians, that you don't have to be being aggressive, it don't mean you had to start or push or shove your girl or wear a suit and tie and be hard. You know, you don't have to do that. That don't make you masculine, you know, and that's the thing. And women out there, we want y'all to know too that we don't think we men. The beautiful thing about us is that we have emotions and feelings like you do. It's just that we love wearing our suits and ties, and we'll sit down and talk to you as long as you don't look at us like we are a man. You know, look at us like we are that female, because we identify as women as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
I love the point that you made, Gil. I when I talk to my couples, I don't believe in a lot of the roles of, okay, well, you're the man of the house and you need to do this, and then you're the woman of the house, you need to do that, because you create these manly expectations for these masculine identified women that it cannot live up to, because you will never be a man, you know. And then when you create those expectations on someone, then you feel like they shouldn't cry, or they don't have emotion, or you know, or they can't be sensitive and all that type of stuff that ends up hurting the relationship.
That's true. And then, you know, another thing that I just wanted to make a point that you just brought that up, what me and my partner does, we talk about our strengths and our weaknesses. And I'm going to shovel the snow. I'll clean up the car. That's not do it. But we also use strengths. If you do things that could be a little where we think that the role plan is the masculine person supposed to do, no, we don't do that. We talk about what are you good at? What am I good at? What am I weak at? So whatever she's strong at, that's what she do. Wherever I'm strong at, that's what I do, and vice versa. So we pull off each other's weaknesses and strengths and try to come together to you know, strengthen that weakness and the person, you know, or whatever it is that they weaken at that area, not identifying because I'm the masculine person, so to take out the garbage. No, if I'm not here, you're going to take it out too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't wait for me, you know?
Right.
And that's what we try to compromise. It's about, like you said, communication and, you know, compromising in that relationship to say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is going to work for us.
It's about finding balance. It's finding balance in the union, because I mean, for me, you know, Mika knows this. I mean, my girlfriend is masculine, but she's not, you know, overtly masculine in her dressing, but she definitely has more of a masculine mentality than I do. But like, she cooks. You know, she's the one that cooks. I don't even know how to cook, and she cooks every day. But I'm super domestic, and I love doing laundry. I love cleaning and folding, you know, towels and stuff like that. So, you know, you have to just kind of find out what works. I take the trash out all the time. You know, I'm like, if I see the garbage bowl, I'm going to take it out. Or if there's dishes in the sink, one of us washes them. I mean, I think it's, you know, you just kind of just make, it's a, just balance. Find balance in your, if you live together, find balance in your household. And if you, you don't live together, still find balance in your relationship. And don't feel obligated to, you know, structure. I have, you're in this column and I'm in this column. No, we just here and we make it work together. I think that's, and that's how it should kind of roll over in the bedroom as well. Like,
yeah.
Right, right. We're going to make this thing work together in and out of the bedroom. That is a great analogy that you made.
Yeah.
Great analogy.
Somebody, that
touch me comes from that too. You know, someone who's more aggressive may actually like something that, I don't know, they've been, it's been stereotyped to be considered more feminine, so they don't want to say they like it.
Yes.
You know, and so they're afraid to open up, thinking that the person will think, look at them, you know, in a different way. But, I mean, it's silly, but that's the truth. That is some of the stereotypical things that happen, is that people are afraid to have the conversations about what they like.
Yes. And who was getting ready to say something? Javon, was that you?
Yes. Somebody wanted to know more about the event that's happening in Columbia. So if you could give details.
Well, I don't ever give details, but
not details about what's going to happen, but where and when.
Oh, okay. It's we're doing it March the 29th in Columbia, South Carolina, at the Lake House at Lake Carolina, from 4:30 until 9 p.m. next Saturday.
Okay, so hopefully everybody got that. If you have a question right now for Mika Ray or any of the young ladies that's hanging out with her, you can call us right now at 347-826-7536. I see some people holding on, but you got to press 1 if you want to be heard. Right now, we're going to go to Flowetry. Say yes.
I've been watching you for a while, smiling and stuff, but I know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby? Your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you
Javon. Right now we have Mika Ray and company online. And Mika.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about what's going on, what's coming up for you? What seminar is coming up?
Well, the one that's coming up is going to be in South Carolina next weekend on the 29th, Saturday the 29th, in Columbia.
And I think we have the promoter here, right?
Absolutely, I'm here. So I tell you, if you all are ready to hear Mika's meows and learn Victoria's secrets and beautiful rhythmic moves, I encourage you to come out. The tickets are $25. They are advance pay only. The website is on my page, and that's at Sybil2Score, or on my my promoter page, which is Woman to Woman Presents, and that's WOMN, the number 2, Woman Presents. We're also going to have photo ops with Ty from Exposed Photography. Kelly Kill is going to provide us with some background sounds, and we'll have some strawberry deliciousness from Tay Moreland. And food is going to include all of that, your food, your dessert, your wine, and or your specialty drink. And, of course, with all of that, you're going to get the indulgence of Mika and her divas. So, again, it's in Columbia. If you're in the area, please hit us up. My phone number, to be short, is 803-513-5033. Again, 803-513-5033, and I can hook you up with those tickets. They are $25 a piece, and we hope to see you there.
Thank
sounds
you.
Sounds like it's so going to be.
Appreciate that.
Wow.
And
sounds like wow.
It's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be one of my new ones that I haven't done yet. So the South Carolina crowd gets to try it on for size for me, and we see how it fits. And if it fits well, then I'll be doing it again. And I'll do it for the one in New Jersey, Javon.
I have a question,
yes.
Mika. Are you going to meow when you come to New Jersey?
Sybil said you will meow for them. I will meow. I will purr. And all of that.
You know what, New Jersey? Y'all better get on this. When I put this out, y'all better buy up these tickets. Don't have me sitting in a room alone with Mika Ray while she's meowing and purring with Cheryl sitting next to me. Look, man, and Chandra taking pictures. Shonda Rae happens to be Mika's spouse, and she takes all of those beautiful, sexy pictures of Mika. Shout out to Shonda Rae Photography. But yo, y'all got to fill up that room when she comes, and fill it up in South Carolina too. You know, Columbia, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna go to a caller right now. 2372. I'm sorry. 2372. 718-2372.
Larry,
is that you? No.
Hello, yes, it is you.
Larry. What?
Larry. All right, put y'all back on hold. I don't know what's going on over there. That was interesting.
But while you're figuring that one out, we have one secret that I will share.
Okay.
That the mixologist was going to talk about.
Okay.
So we do have a secret, not a secret, but we have a signature drink for sex and sensuality, and it's called Secret Pleasure. And she was going to tell us how to make it, but I can tell you all how to make it. It has just three ingredients. It's a martini. So it has one part strawberry pucker snaps, one part peach snaps, and then two parts of vodka. And you can change the snaps color, like the strawberry snaps, you can use any type of color to make it whatever color you want, but the strawberry makes it the red color. So that's the one that we're using in South Carolina. So that's one of our secrets, I guess I can share with you all.
Wow, that's a drink, all right. We have another caller. 9075 are the last four digits.
Yes, that's me.
And what's your name and where you calling from, hon?
I'm Kamisha, calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Kamisha. How you doing?
Hi. Good, and you?
I'm grooving. I'm having a great time.
Awesome.
Did you
I have
call
a question
ask?
For, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a question for Jay.
Oh, okay. Jay has not called in yet. Jay will be coming on in about 5 or 10 minutes. If you hold on, you'll be the first one to speak to Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, hon. Hold on. Hold on. Let's see what the 2372 people are doing now. They sound interesting.
Hello?
2372. Yes.
Hello?
Hello? What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Dolores, and I'm calling from the Bronx.
Hi, Dolores.
Oh, shout out to the Bronx.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Your program is very interesting.
Oh, thank you. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am. And how are you doing?
I'm good.
Your grandmother really sounds great. I'll put the check mark in for having a segment for grandma.
Okay, well, definitely we have to have a segment for grandma. Did you want to ask question on sex and sensuality or
no,
would you
I don't
like
need
to ask
any questions because I know it all.
Well, would you like to impart some wisdom upon us?
Would you like to be one of my clients? I'm in the Bronx.
You are?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll talk with Yvonne and we'll get together.
Okay.
Want to tell us something sexy, Dolores? You want to say something sexy right now?
Do I want to say something? Javon, you always get me with. No, I don't.
Just for an FYI, this is my mother, Dolores Armstrong. I'm just teasing. Hi, Mom.
Hi, baby. So everything's okay.
Yeah, so, and Larry, who she was calling, is my knucklehead brother.
But you know what? But you were saying my number, and I'm so big, Larry, geez, that's you. But I didn't realize that was me.
Well,
but you know
Half of one, a dozen of the other, or whatever, however y'all say it. All
right.
Mom, got to go on
love
with my
too.
Show, though. All right,
okay,
bye.
Keep on talking.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
They funny. They funny. I have to put them on, though, when
so
they call.
Funny.
I see my mother holding on the phone for like an hour. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Got to say hi. You see what you bringing out in my people, Mika?
Well, that's a good thing.
That was so funny.
That's a good thing.
I'm telling you. So, Miss Toy Expert, do you have anything else
yes.
you want to share with us?
I mean, I absolutely, I mean, I'm a independent consultant for Passion Parties 24/7 around the clock, so I did post my website in the event forum, and if anyone is just looking to talk about their interest in maybe an item, I'm always available for consultation. I usually keep items in stock at my home as well as what can be ordered offline, so I'm always open to doing in-person deliveries. I'm available to host passion parties, which are really good, you know, gatherings with your girlfriends. And, you know, I do demos. I have games. We talk about a variety of different items. And we kind of just kind of, like, have a good time talking about pleasure items. So I'm available to host most times. And I'm just really excited to be on board with Mika Ray and her team for the seminars. They have been so much fun so far. The ones I've been part of, the one in New York and the one in Charlotte, and I've had such an amazing time with her. So I'm happy that we connected. Shout out to Suge who connected us, and
yes.
you know I'm enjoying this with her. So definitely looking forward to you bringing it to the tri-state area again, and kind of just seeing where this goes and where we take off to.
All right, bet we gonna link up because I'm a Bronx person. I actually live in Jersey now, but I work in the Bronx, and as you can see,
okay.
my family, some of my family's in the Bronx. We're going to work it out. Right now,
okay.
I want to thank you for coming on. Meek, I want you to hang out because you know our special guest, Jay, and seems
yeah.
like Jay is yeah. hanging out right now. And before I bring Jay on, I am going to play, what are we going to play? Something really nice, something upbeat. Not so sexy, but upbeat. Well, maybe sexy. It depends. I guess it depends on who's listening, right? Let's just play this to get a little upbeat because Jay is going to work it out for us, right? Here we go.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar is fine.
I feel good. I knew that I would. So good. I could tell you for sure my father thinks that's sexy. He's a James Brown fanatic, just like I'm a shockaholic. So, right now, I'm so overwhelmingly excited about our special guest today. She is a national Golden Glove champ, a national PAL Police Athletic League champ, Georgia Games champ, former sparring partner for Layla Ali, and fought in her undercard in her Atlanta and Phipps arena. She's traveled all over the world as a pro boxer, from Istanbul to Nairobi, Kenya, where she beat their number one ranked fighter. She's a boxing champion. She currently trains celebrities ranging from R&B artists, rappers, and professional athletes. People in the ATL seem to know her because they've been hitting up my pages like crazy saying, when are you having Jay on? When are you having Jay on? And I'm so pleased and proud to say that I have Jay on right now. Everybody, give a warm welcome to Jay Davis. Hey, Jay.
Hey. Hey, Javon, how are you?
I'm groovy. How you doing?
I am good. I'm good. Just finishing up with clients, my normal Saturday routine.
Wow. You have done some really exciting things. You have beaten the crap out of some really strong women.
Yes, I was. I did. and some men. But,
some
you know,
you box with
men? The best. Well, for my training, yes. I spar with some of the best male boxers out at that time. So they contributed to making me one of the best. Because that's how I learned. I initially started off boxing with men just for as a way to work out. And they convinced me to box competitively. And after looking at these guys talking about, hey, you should do this, you know, and I'm looking at them with their nose sitting on the other side of their face and missing teeth, I'm like, nah, I don't think I want to box, you know. But after a while, just playing around with them in there, I got into my first match, and I think like my first four or five fights, I was just knocking women out. I never went the distance. So
wow.
I looked up, and I was ranked number one in the United States, and they started flying me all over to box. And I was like, hey, this is not bad. Maybe I'll stick it out for a little while. So that's how I ended up in the sport.
And you sound like you're still clear of mind, and from your pictures, you're still absolutely clear of body. So, I mean, your brains don't seem to be scrambled. So
not at all, not at all.
All right, so I'm going to ask the tough question here. Have you ever been knocked out?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been knocked out once. And, you know, boxing is a dirty sport, and there's a lot of things that you do in boxing that you're not supposed to do, and I got hit in the back of the head, and it was an illegal punch. But hey, you know, it happens. And if you throw a dirty punch and you catch your opponent, and the ref doesn't catch it, then you know it's just the way that it ends. You know,
wow.
It's just like me. Sometimes when I was getting frustrated with a fighter for throwing dirty blows, and the ref wouldn't call it, you can't cry about it. You just try to sneak your dirty punch in too. So
you know.
So it's just said, you don't want to cry about it and then get distracted from what you're doing. So, but yeah, I got knocked out. In the sport, once you get knocked out, they suspend you for 30 days to make sure that you're a clear mind and everything when you get back in there, that you don't have any brain damage. So, it happens.
Did you box again after that?
Absolutely.
Man,
because
I'd have been
going.
They would have been like,
no. Honestly, and the funniest thing is that was the easiest fight I ever had. I mean, you get knocked out, you don't feel it. You don't feel it. And you get up, and you're like, what happened? You know, it doesn't hurt. You don't feel it. It's just a shot that throws your equilibrium off. And you still got paid. So, you know, it was a fight that was supposed to go maybe six or eight rounds. You only fought three rounds, and you're like, only thing that's hurt or damaged is your ego.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
Yeah, absolutely. I went back in. I was just more determined not to get knocked out again. And actually, it was a blessing for me because at the time, I couldn't buy a fight because my reputation preceded me as being one of the best female boxers out there, and nobody would fight me. But when I got knocked out, it was right when I was ready to quit and give up because I couldn't get a fight and I was doing all that training for nothing. And as soon as I got knocked out, everybody was lining up to fight me like, oh, she can be beat. She can be beat. So, yeah, I'll take my chances. And, you know, it just propelled my career even further.
Wow. So then you commenced to knocking more sisters out.
That's correct.
I love it. I love it. Hold on, because we got a caller that's been waiting for a while. 9075, you're on. What's your name?
Kamisha. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Yes, I have a question. My question is, why does it seem so hard to lose the last 8 to 10 pounds?
You know, it's difficult because a lot of times we get so comfortable with the accomplishments that we've made with our weight loss that you aren't as strict with yourself. And you're not as strict with yourself, and you don't even really know it. But when you first jump into something, you're committed, you're dedicated, you're going in hard, you're watching what you eat. But then when you start losing those pounds, you get excited about it, you get a little more relaxed, and you kind of fall off a little bit. You know, that's one reason. Another reason could be that you're continuing to do the same thing, the same workout. Your body is used to it. And so it's harder for you to push your body past that threshold to lose those last few pounds.
Okay. Thank you. I have one last question. I've been doing squats and I've been doing squats and deadlifts, but I'm not at my, and I see the toneness of my in my thighs, but I don't like the way my clothes are fitting. Should I have waited till I gotten down to my goal weight to start doing squats and deadlifts?
That's kind of a hard question for me because I can't see your body to know your body type, but I would suspect that you're putting muscle on top of fat instead of lean out. And so
do you think I should get to that goal weight then and then start back doing so?
No, you can just lighten up on the amount of weight that you're lifting and do more reps. And that way you'll put on more lean muscle mass.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And thank you so much for your call. So I just want to introduce you to my partner, Cheryl Barclay, who just came down to the basement, Jay. She actually is a yoga instructor. So I guess maybe she figured, oh, you must be on with the boxer and the fitness person now, so I'll come down. She don't want to mess with Mika Ray and all that talk, but she want to say hello to you.
Hey, right? I don't know why. I don't know why Mika can burn some calories, too, with what she's doing.
Yeah, right? Mika, I'm putting you back on. You on, too, darling. You there?
I'm here.
Hi, Mika.
Hi, Mika.
Hey,
Jay. Hi, Cheryl.
How you doing?
I'm good.
So Mika and Jay, you actually know one another personally, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
So
Jay did a few days of training for me, but I couldn't last.
Jay, really? What you do to Mika Ray?
You know, when you come through and you are interested in my program, you have to really just be mentally and physically ready because I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you exactly what you're paying me for. I wouldn't do you any justice if I took your money and didn't deliver.
Wow.
I agree. She gave me exactly what I was paying for, and it hurt. It really hurt. And it was hard.
It.
But he taught me a lot. So he did teach me a lot.
That is so
And
fun.
I'm coming back to you again. I am
Great.
Coming back.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, I was speaking to your manager, Davi. Is that
yes.
how you pronounce her name?
Davi,
and,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and she said, oh, this is great. You can speak with Jay, and she can give you a challenge, and then we could, you know, come back, and you'll come back on the show, and let, you know, I could tell, report in how I did. And then I looked at your page, and I saw that you had women of various sizes. Now let me just say that, you know, I have right now, like, I'm carrying an extra person on me, you know.
Okay.
I really need to work that out. But
a small person,
but a human being anyway. And I looked at your page, and I saw that you work with people my size, bigger than my size, whatever. And that, to me, is inspirational. When I look at videos like exercise videos, I'm discouraged because all I see is a bunch of people who look like they're already fit. So
personally,
I like to see like a Richard Simmons where you see all types of people, and I'm like, yeah, if they could do it, I could do it. So I'm just wondering, when you work with people who are at a more challenging weight or stature or something, do you hurt them as bad as you hurt Mika?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone has their own different levels of pain and a point where you take them to a level that's challenging for them. And so I find that level, and I take you to it every time.
That is so cool. I mean, I'm willing to go a little bit beyond where I think I can go. You know, I like to be challenged, but, you know, the ouch factor after a while, that, you know. So what's your philosophy? How do you motivate people?
My philosophy is pretty simple, and it's basic, because, you know, there's so much information out there that confuses people and try to convince people to follow their program, but it always leads to, but you have to buy something. We need you to buy this, try this,
right.
Eat this, drink this once a day, and place a meal, and you'll lose weight. The simplest idea, in fact, is that you have to move. You have to stop putting everything in your mouth whenever you feel like it. You have to be more conscious of what you put in your mouth, and you have to get off your butt and move. You have to get off your butt and do some type of exercise. That doesn't mean run 5 miles. That doesn't mean cycle 30 or go out and do 50 push-ups, because everybody can't do that.
Right.
So, but at some point, whatever your go button is, you have to just start at that level. Everybody comes in at different levels, shapes and sizes and fitness levels, and I take each person individually, and I expect the best from them from whatever level that they're at.
Okay. All right. That's fair. And you know, sounds positive and not too abusive, you know. We have another caller, 5732. 5732, you're on. What's your name and where you calling from? 5732?
Hi.
No? Hi, what's your name and where you calling from?
I didn't press anything, but this is your cousin again.
What's up? You have a question?
I didn't press the button, but I'll tell you I love the show. How's that?
Oh, okay, okay. I see you still holding on for something, so that's why I called you. Just keep holding me.
I love you, and I enjoy the show. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right. And did I press any buttons on you?
Okay, I got another caller. Hold on. 0591.
Javon, it's Skills again. Hi, Jay. I have a question. Yes, for Jay. I have a question. I used to train like the box, but like the burning of the feet. How could you minimize that?
The burning of your feet? What do you
like when you're
mean?
Working out
around the ring, and it's like the more the it seemed like your feet, the pressure be more on your feet.
Oh. That's from the twisting and the turning it over and the jumping. Is that
yes in the ring?
Talking?
Yes.
The only time that I had those issues, I actually just needed to change my shoes and my socks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you have to maybe your socks were giving you some friction on between the shoes and your feet.
Oh, okay. Do you recommend a certain type of boxing shoes that's good when you're starting out for the first time?
I don't have any particular recommendation, but you just have to find a shoe that fit well and kind of like fit what you're doing. But the sock is very important. You have to get a good sock. Most of the socks will probably run you about $15 for one pair. And, you know, those are the ones that keep the moisture away from the foot.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot for that question. So I'm going to play a song right now, just a little something to shake it up. And I'm going to play a little bit of LaBelle. Do you like LaBelle music, Jay?
Absolutely.
You know, Sarah Dash was with us last week, and shout out to Ms. Dash. It was a great show. It was a great show. So in honor of all of those ladies, I'm just going to play that a little something upbeat.
You know.
Yes, yes, yes. My goodness, the funk in that song. This is Javon. You are having brunch in the basement with Javon. The call-in number is 347-826-7536. In the studio with us today, we have none other than Jay Davis. Also hanging out with us is Mika Ray. She's been chilling for the whole show. Thank you so much, Mika, for hanging out.
You're welcome.
Thank you, dear. And Jay, you are actually training and coaching some young ladies who have their own reality TV show. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's a group of young ladies in Chicago that have gotten together for some filming. And from time to time, I am there for health and exercise coaching. Other ladies that are involved with the show that could use a little bit of encouragement from me. So we're going to make sure that we get that done this season.
Cool, cool. And what's the name of the show?
Chicago Daughters.
Chicago Daughters. And how did you get involved in that?
I got involved through Davi Davenport. I have been knowing Davi for some years, and she came back from L.A. And doing her thing. And she came back to Chicago just producing and doing a lot of great things in the city for the children and the teenagers. And so I also have a program that I work with. I have a nonprofit organization where I deal with children and teenagers to help combat childhood obesity and diabetes. And so we thought that it would be a great platform for us to come together and bring some great things, you know, to the children to help them out and make them healthier. And it just went from there.
Cool. Very nice. We have a caller. 0239 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, everybody. It's Davi Davenport. I'm calling you guys from Chicago.
Oh,
how you doing?
Look at that. What a coincidence. How you doing,
Davi? I was listening to Jay being all modest on the phone about her involvement with the show and the different things that she's doing. She's just an amazing, you know. Jay is absolutely a friend of mine, and one of the reasons that I was so excited about us, like she said, really partnering, because she has a great program that she founded herself that's, you know, it's tackling one of the largest issues in the world, and that's childhood obesity. And, you know, it was a no-brainer for me, as one of my best friends like to say, like a no-brainer when it's just like you have to connect. When I decided to come back to Chicago and to produce the first teen reality show in the world, the Chicago Daughters, and then God blessed me, and that's exactly what it was for, you know, Jay and I, too. We never really lost connection, but I'm a, you know, mom, and you know, just a lot of different things Jay's been boxing. But it was a no-brainer when we connected for us to partner up and do something. And she connected with the girls, and I needed to have someone that I trusted working with our lives with the show, because one of the largest components of any youth program to me is, you know, make sure that we maintain the health of our young people, you know, their mental health, their physical health, their emotional health, and that's what Jay's about. She's more than just a trainer, Javon, absolutely, and to all the listeners that are tuning in. Jay is definitely, you know, she's about mind, body, and soul, and I feel the same way. I 100% feel the same way about that.
Cool, cool. Well, can you give us the specs about the show so that the listeners can know when and how to tune in?
The Chicago Daughters is broadcast off of CAN Television, which is Chicago's public broadcast network, kind of like WTTW Channel 11, giving the ability for people that don't have the expensive cable stations within their homes to participate. We're on Channel 19. We have millions of viewers that have been actually documented that are tuning in. This is one of the number one networks in the public networks in the United States. We're going to be giving the announcing the dates for the upcoming series of 11 shows on the 25th, which will be, I believe, Monday. We'll be announcing the new schedule date. Some of the reruns are on. We did a 12-month series, a season, I should say, and a 12-week series, and now we're going to do another 11 or 12-week series.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, thank you so much.
I have a little
so
bit of a cold, so excuse me, guys. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to say hi to you. How you feeling today, Javon?
I'm feeling better every day. Better every day. I'm getting stronger as we talk.
Well, we need to get Jay to make sure that she gives us. Have you guys started on the run inside of an office? Did you start on the fitness challenge yet?
No.
not yet.
Jay's got something. She's going to get us together on this radio show.
Yes.
With a little encouragement from me, she will be starting.
Davi, this is Cheryl. That was Cheryl, my partner. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to have a conversation with Jay offline, and then we're going to bring her back on in about 30 days.
Perfect.
If that's
that
cool with
great.
Y'all. All right.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for having Jay on board, and I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. We
okay,
have another
bye-bye.
Caller on the line. 2541.
Hi, Javon.
Hi, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, Javon, it's me, Kathy. I just wanted to call in and support you again today to tell you that I absolutely enjoyed this show from beginning and so almost the end now. Every moment was fabulous. Your grandmother cracked me up, and thanks to James, I know now that there's going to be a major snowstorm coming to the New York area on Wednesday.
Oh,
and Mika Ray and Jay, excellent. The whole show was great. I was cracking up, and I've been listening intently to all the information you guys have provided.
Well, thank you so much. So Kathy, do you have any questions for Jay?
Well, Jay has already answered all my questions with everybody that called in before. And Jay is absolutely right. You just got to start. And once you start, you know, it's just a matter of keeping it going as you start. It's the struggle for me every day to get into shape. Javon knows. But I thank you very much, all of you today, for all the information you've given.
Well, thank you for calling in, Kathy. We appreciate it.
All right. All right.
Honey.
Bye, Javon. Take care.
Honestly. So, Jay,
yes.
Amongst all of the belts and trophies you must have won, which one was the most difficult? Which fight was the most difficult?
I would have to say definitely the fight on Layla's undercard here in Atlanta was
mm-hmm.
the most challenging fight of my life, because I wasn't only fighting or having a boxing match. I was coming back to do something that I was told that I probably would never do again. I was coming back from a back surgery where I had four screws and two rods put in my back, a disc removed, and part of my hip bone taken out and fused onto my spine. And so that was the toughest fight of my life, and to also come back from that surgery probably too soon and take that fight here in my hometown in front of all of my supporters and fans and friends that have been with me from day one. It was physically and emotionally challenging for me.
Oh my God. With all of that going on, and you still fought, how did that fight turn out?
Oh, it turned out great. I actually fought a female that had come through the amateur ranks with me, and I swear every time I would show up to fight and I would see her, I'd be like, oh, my God, I got to fight her again. And it would be like she was my worst fight. Like every time I had to box amateur to win any title, it was always she and I, like the two finalists that had to fight it out. And she was a tough girl. She was like maybe 6 feet something, and she was a strong, big girl. And out of all the fights for me to fight, I was kind of hoping that I had to fight someone else other than the fifth ranked number fighter in the U.S. For that fight coming back from my back surgery, but she was the opponent, and I stepped in that ring, and I just refused to lose, and I had to prove that nobody was going to tell me what my body could and couldn't do, that I was in control of my own body and my own physical state. And I came and I fought a great fight and I won.
Wow.
And a sold out crowd here in Atlanta.
Congratulations, man. That is quite an accomplishment. Quite an accomplishment. And you said that was that had something to do with Leila Ali?
Right, that was on her undercard when she fought here in Atlanta. I was one of the major bouts on that undercard. So, yes.
You also sparred with her, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. I was her sparring partner for a couple of her fights. She's a amazing woman as well. And I give shout out to her for actually learning the game and training hard. She did her thing during her time.
Yeah, she's beautiful too.
Yes, absolutely.
We have another caller. I'm going to take this last caller. 9241. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, listen.
Eugene Davis.
Hey, Eugene.
That's my dad.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am so great.
I wanted
great.
To call in and to give Jay my support and let her know how proud I am of her achievements and accomplishments. And they go way back. They go way back to when she wrecked the first car. And the mother's here, too, so I guess her mom wanted to say hello, too.
Hello, Mrs.
Oh
Davis.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I am fine. Hey, Mom.
Hey.
Oh, I love it.
They're all the way in Chicago.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Davis, whoever can hear me, how has it been watching your daughter doing all this fighting and boxing and then winning and then getting knocked out, but then getting back up and beating people up? Your little girl, your baby. What is
that
like?
Initially, it was a problem.
Uh-huh.
When she was in school, it was a problem. And I tried to find an outlet for her in martial arts. But that really kind of made things worse.
Oh.
But she found an outlet as a firefighter and as a boxer.
Wow. That's amazing.
She's always been pretty athletic and health conscious.
When passion and career meet and you have that familial support, I mean, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Right. And you're living your dream.
Absolutely. God bless you all. And thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great
bye,
day.
Mom. Bye,
Jay.
Bye,
Jay.
Oh,
keep doing it,
lovely.
Girl.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Wasn't that wonderful? Listen. Jay,
yes.
How can, if someone wants to become your client or get worked out or whatever with you, how could they reach you? What are your specs right now?
Well, you can always go to my website. It's Body by Jay, and that's Body by Jay, JAI.com. Mm-hmm. You can check out my website. You can send in your information. I definitely will contact you back and follow up with you. And then you can always call me at 404-220-8857, extension 101, and schedule your assessment and workout, and we go from there.
Jay, I want to thank you so much for calling. Mika, thank you so much for hanging out.
It was
my
pleasure.
Your family, Cheryl, thanks for coming down. Everybody, thank you for listening, for being in the chat room. Jay, we're definitely going to talk on the sidebar. I'm going to let you give me a challenge. I'm going to work it out. Cheryl's going to keep me on my game. And
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't really say the same, but I'm looking forward to the results.
Do what you got to do with her. Movement is life. Movement is life.
There
that's right, and I'm gonna hold you to it. I'm gonna get pictures on a 2-week basis, and I want to see your progress.
All right. So, with that, I'm going to end it with a Chaka Khan song because this is Chaka Khan's birthday weekend, and I'm a Chakaholic, and I love her, and I love all of you.
All right. Thanks for having me. Yes.
Hello?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay. So I'm gonna hit you up and give you my personal cell, and then I'll send you pictures of me now and everything. We'll talk to you. So let me know what you want and how I gotta work it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
good movie,
baby. You too.
All right.
Funny Valentine, sweet, call me Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Mm-hmm. Your looks unfold your breath, yes, you're my